Well, today I'm going to spend a little bit of time on some news stories I really think you need to hear. And then on the program, I'm going to do some, well, I guess they would call it meddling.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Now, before I get to the news stories that I have in front of me, and I've got several, I may not get to all of them today, but I want to pass along a couple of quick announcements. You know, you've heard me talk about the little radio station that we are building here in Southwest Virginia. And I had a kind of a secret goal that I wanted to be on the air, maybe not in its completed form, but I really wanted to put the radio station on the air in time for my birthday, which is tomorrow, October the 16th. And we made it. The station is now on the air. There's still a lot of work to be done, programs to add, music to still sort through, some other engineering things that I'd like to do differently than we've done. But I thought for my 70th birthday, which is a big deal, I guess, that I made it this far, I really wanted to see the little radio station on the air. The call letters are WMYC, which stands for My Christian Radio. And it doesn't cover a whole lot of real estate. It covers Chilhowie, Indiglade Springs, Marion, Virginia. And I'll work on improving the signal. We've got some things we can do. But it's on the air. And you're saying, but I don't live in Southwest Virginia. Well, you can hear it online if you'd like. And the website, it needs a lot of work too. And I'm going to try to get somebody to help me with it. But I kind of threw this together over the weekend and a little bit on last Friday, is mychristianradio.com. That's mychristianradio.com. So a little bit of good news and exciting news, I think, for what we're doing here at our little church, our little radio station, and yes, even this radio program. Well, I've got a lot of things on my mind today. Some of it has to do with, quote, the news and the politics and the issues that plague our society. And I use that word plague very emphatically. Our nation right now is plagued by sin. It is plagued by indifference. It is plagued literally by demons. I mean, I can't put it any other way. And I'm looking at some of these people running for office, and I am convinced that they serve pagan gods for the things that they say, stand for, and do. And there's no hope or health or life in these people. They're frauds. And then we are dealing with a subculture in this country of nothing but low-life scum dedicated to destroying anything good. There was a story that came out of North Carolina. And with all that happened with Hurricane Helene and the flooding, and trust me, the official number of deaths will pale in comparison to what I believe the final number will be. But to give you an idea, you think that in times like these, when there is a crisis, that, you know, the good in people would come out. Well, I got news for you. There's a lot of godless, no good people out there. Yeah, even in Western North Carolina. And I'm going to share a couple of thoughts about that. But this story came out several days ago. Maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't, but you need to hear it. 51. Remember that number, 51. 51 semi-trucks, you know, the big tractor trailers. 51 of these trucks, each one loaded with food, with medicine, supplies, and water. And yeah, for lack of a better term, some hope for people that are suffering, that lost everything. What happened? Their tires were slashed by low-life, creepy people. I mean, just ruin these expensive tires. And I know for a fact, and I have a few truck driver friends that could give me a real earful on how much these tires cost. 51 tractor trailer trucks had their tires slashed that were bringing in supplies to help those in need in Western North Carolina. And it happened in the Asheville, North Carolina area. And believe it or not, it even gets worse. You know, people out there are beginning to realize this is the Wild West. I mean, this is how you have to act. You have to have a weapon on you nowadays to survive. You've got the lowest of the low just robbing and pillaging and looting around Asheville, North Carolina. And some people say maybe it's political activists. Others are saying it's just the looters. Doesn't matter what they are. They're nothing but low-life criminals. And the problem is, in a place like, you know, Asheville, North Carolina, which has become extreme, the city of Asheville has become, shall we say, leftist lunatic is the nicest thing that I can say about it. The city of Asheville is run by leftist lunatics. God-hating, abortion-loving, Moloch-worshipping pagans that are running Asheville. A friend of mine was sharing that one of his best friends, a couple, several, and I mentioned this the other day. Maybe you missed it. If you did, I'll get you up to speed. Good friend of mine at our church had some time to talk to a close friend of his just about a week or so ago, and he and his wife had finally had a little bit of time as the summer was coming to an end. And it was early September, actually. They had the opportunity to go visit Asheville, North Carolina, which from this part of Virginia is a little over 2 hours away. They hadn't been to Asheville in like decades, so they really didn't know how much this city has negatively transformed in that time. I mean, you got the Biltmore Estates and a lot of other beautiful things to see. And it has an arts district. It has culture and all this. And if you look at the advertisements, it all looks great. And so they decided for a little weekend getaway. They just needed time as a couple for themselves. They were going to go visit Asheville. So they left on a Friday. And they didn't stay very long. They got there on Friday night. And the next day they went to a festival. And it was an arts festival, and it was a bunch of pagan goddesses and gods that were being worshipped openly. They were worshipping the god of water. They had an altar to the god of water. And all these local pagans are just worshipping this god of water. And the couple looked at each other, and they went back to the hotel, checked out, and came home. They could feel something evil in that city, and they decided they can't stay. They had to leave. Well, they're right. There is a lot of evil around that city. Why would somebody be sabotaging the efforts of rescuing and saving people's lives? Why would they do it? If you're not on God's side, whose side are you on? If you're slashing the tires of a truck or 51 trucks loaded with supplies that people desperately need, especially those outside of the city of Asheville and communities that are literally have not even gotten to yet properly. What kind of evil would possess these people to do this? And I'm looking at them. And I hate to say it, but they kind of look like people that recently, shall we say, traversed across the southern border without permission. Let that sink in. This is the issue with our nation today. We call evil good and good evil. I'm telling you, it is happening. You've got these wolves in the floodwaters that are coming after you. You know, they're just, these are despicable people. And we let them scurry around, and I'm afraid the justice system in Asheville will be an injustice system. They're not going to really be punished for their deeds, not there. Of course not. We have to be understanding, compassionate. We have to be more like California, where if it's only $950, hey, who cares? You can steal it. We're not going to come after you. This is the despicable nation that the United States has descended into and is descending rapidly into hell. I'm just telling you, I'm getting tired of playing Mr. Nice Guy when it comes to sharing some of these stories. Let me give you an idea. There's another story that came out. You may or may not have heard this. And it actually has a bit of a happy ending, believe it or not. But there was a professor, and he's a lecturer. His name is Dr. Phil Locock, a lecturer in the Department of Health, Sports, and Exercise Science. And thankfully, because of what came out, and they couldn't hide it, they couldn't bury it, they couldn't keep it out of social media, couldn't keep it out of the news. Dr. Phil Locock, professor at Kansas University. Kansas University. Well, he's obviously not a supporter of anything conservative. And in a lecture to his class, are you following? In a lecture to his class, listen to what he said.
Guys are smarter than girls. You got some serious problems. That's what frustrates me. There are going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works. Did I say that? Scratch that from the recording. I don't want the deans hearing that I said that.
Well, sorry, Professor. It got out. And it leaked out, and you're an idiot, you're a moron, you're a lowlife, you're stupid, and I'm glad you're fired. I'm glad they got rid of you. You have no business being in a classroom teaching anybody. You're a moron. Yeah, it's because sexism or some silliness or racism or whatever that we don't vote for certain people. I choose not to vote for Kamala Harris for one reason. She's an incompetent, dangerous woman who will destroy the United States. She's a Moloch-worshipping, Ishtar-worshipping fool and witch. I mean, I'm just telling you the way I see it. It has nothing to do with her being a woman or being of color or any of it. It's the fact that she is a dangerous liar. And she, if she has her way. Now, this guy used the term, we need to line them up and shoot them. If some conservative said that about even the lowlifes that had slashed the tires in Asheville, North Carolina, we'd be accused of hate speech. Yeah, I mean, back in the 1800s, you stole a horse, you'd hang for it. Because that was a man's life. They could die without it. And people in Asheville could die without the supplies. Those low-life scumbags that slash those tires that have been arrested should spend at least 20 to 30 years in prison for what they did. This is uncalled for. But no, they're going to get a slap on the wrist from these idiot judges, these morons, these low-life scumbag judges in Asheville will never really properly deal with it because they're too busy being pagan worshipers. Sorry, I'm just calling it out the way I see it. And then you get leftist lunatics like Kamala Harris and her idiot running mate, good old Tampon Tim. You've got, though, I mean, this is not political. This is an issue of right and wrong. These people are on the wrong side of God's word in their actions, their thoughts, their deeds, and their plans for you. They want to control what you're allowed to see, think, and say. Well, that's not true. She believes in democracy, Bob, don't you know? Well, listen to Kamala Harris back in 2019. And let me tell you, a leopard never changes their spots.
And we'll put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice. We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, If you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
And let me tell you, those words were not an idle threat. When you look back, especially over the years of the Biden administration, and even in 2020, with people inside the CDC and other government agencies, including the FBI and who knows what else, on this disinformation campaign when it came to COVID. Remember COVID? Remember when people like me would say, you know, this is not a natural virus. It didn't come from some old bat 300 miles north of Wuhan that got to a meat market and infected one person who infected the world. We said that was a bunch of nonsense. It was incredibly obvious that this was a lab-based virus or contagion, whatever you want to call it. And we made statements 4 years ago that ended up being totally and absolutely true. We told you that people like Ralph Barracks and others had played with this stuff at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. The EcoHealth Alliance was involved. This virus traveled it to places like Toronto, Ukraine, and Wuhan. And the entire time that Dr. Fraud Fauci was testifying, oh, this is not gain of function. Yeah, it was. They just changed the definition. But it was still gain of function research that had been made illegal for years. And they did it anyway. They did it out of country against United States law. And Fauci is walking around a free man. How many people had to die of CDC protocols put in place in 2020, kept in place under the Biden death administration? Biden should be impeached and potentially put in prison for treason and fraud. They knew these vaccines were worthless garbage. There was no proof that they would do anything. And any known treatment, ivermectin comes to mind, hydroxychloroquine. Hey, they knew in 2005, the CDC published an afterwash report on a coronavirus outbreak that occurred in 2003 and 2004. And they had discovered, much to their surprise, that hydroxychloroquine was a very effective therapy in treating people that had the coronavirus. But no, they said no in 2020. Can't go back 15 years to what we knew worked. And what their own paperwork that I found on their own website indicated we should stockpile this stuff in case of a coronavirus. No, we had to wait for this phony, fake, overpriced, garbagey, killing vaccine. And that's what we did. And we have people, and now there are stories coming out. Why has heart disease gone way up since 2021? Why do we have a new category called turbo cancer since 2021? Why is it people that are vaccinated? I thought the idea of getting a vaccine was so you don't get something. And I can remember this stupid garbage, you know, just falling out of Biden's mouth. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. What are you talking about? Are you a total moron or just a part-time moron? Or do you have dementia so bad you don't even know what you are anymore? If a vaccine works and I'm vaccinated, it doesn't matter if you're not, because I'm not going to get what you have. You're not going to spread it to me because the vaccine protects you. I'm sorry, I could come up with an analogy here, and it would probably get me in a little bit of trouble. It's like having your best friend take a birth control pill so you don't get pregnant. That's about what it boils down to. But somehow we're to believe it was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. All right. Only somebody as stupid as Joy Behar on The View would even believe something that ridiculous. Well, Whoopi Goldberg, I could think of maybe. Oh, Colbert on late night TV. All those are idiots, just morons. They just repeat throw it, they just throw it back, regurgitate and vomit back whatever they've been told to tell you. So if I'm vaccinated against a disease and I don't get it and I don't spread it, if you decide not to get vaccinated against the disease, and you might get it, you might die from it, but and you'll spread it to somebody else that's unvaccinated, but not to the vaccinated. But no, this is all backward. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, if the vaccine works so stinking well, why do people that are fully boosted, they're vaccinated, boosted, boosted again, and boosted one more time, and even going for the new booster, why are they getting COVID 3 and 4 times? And the unvaccinated aren't? That's a question we've been asking, and nobody seems to want to answer because it goes against a political ideology. Obedience. You must obey your government. Your government knows best. Your government is full of filthy, stinking liars and opportunists. The government of the United States is nothing but fraud. I don't trust any of them anymore. I really don't. Those entrenched in the FBI are scum. Those that are in the CIA are getting us into wars and people are dying. They've been meddling in world affairs for 50, 60 years. They have kept the war machine going. And then you have the Pentagon that somehow misplaced $3 trillion. They don't know where it went. What's that? That just pocket change. I guess we can check the sofas. Maybe it's there. We don't know. And then you've got this raving lunatic named Kamala Harris, who never won a vote in a primary, any primary, becomes the anointed queen of the Democrat Party. And the only reason she's there, she's a woman, she's got of color, and she believes in killing babies in the womb, Moloch worship. She believes in worshiping this planet. She also believes that men can become women and women can become men, Ishtar worship. They're just pagans. We're run by a nation full of pagans. And now the church, I didn't, you know, there's a whole new category out there now that just drives me out of my mind. And it's called evangelical, you know, shall we say leftist. I'll just say they're on the left. Evangelical leftist blame biblical inerrancy. Now follow me on this. They believe, because many people believe the Bible to be the inerrant word of God. That's what's the problem in this world. You can't believe the Bible. And these are evangelical leftists. They're the ones that are promoting gay weddings, transgenderism, and every other evil, demonic thing on the planet. And now they're pushing it in some of these entertainment-based churches. It never ceases to surprise me, week by week, month by month, year by year, how many of these uber-contemporary Christian artists you find out are non-believers. They reject God. They turn their back and go secular and say, I never believed this garbage. It was a way to make a living. This is what I'm fighting against. You know, it's hard to grow a church when you're standing on godly principle, because the ungodly don't want it. They don't want to hear it. They want to silence you and shut you up. And then you got to deal with idiots within the church. I'll talk about that on the other side of a break in a couple of minutes here. You've got these leftist lunatics. They've taken over education. They've taken over government. They've gotten into the legal system. They're getting their way in high schools. They're getting into your middle and junior high schools. They're getting into the elementary schools and even the preschools, trying to determine which child is gay, which child is trans. And we can't tell the parents. The Bible has a pretty good suggestion to what to do with people like that. But if I say it, I might be accused by Kamala Harris of hate speech. But what did Jesus say to those that would harm or damage a little one? Jesus is right. Be better to tie a millstone around their neck and cast them into the sea than to allow them to harm a child. But you have an entire political party. This is their platform. And then you got a bunch of spineless Christians hiding in their little churches, doing nothing about it. And even some saying, well, I'm not even going to bother to vote. Idiots. Moron. Fool. You're just going to sit in your little church and watch the world around you and your nation being destroyed by evil. Is that what they did in Bible times? Just sit around and wait for evil things to happen? No, they didn't. God called out leaders to fight against evil. He destroyed the world because the days of Noah is just like today. Giving in marriage, sodomites, all of it. Everything we see in our society today is what was happening in Noah's time, and they were mocking God openly. Put on the late show with Stephen Colbert or others, they mock God every day. And they think they can get away with it. And they use terms like toxic masculinity and whatever, you know, all this nonsense. We have effeminized men in the church. Well, not every church, but I'm saying I've been to some churches and the manly men don't exist anymore. They're a little bit light in the loafers, sorry, but that's how they come off. They have been neutered. They're like a neutered house cat. They don't stand for anything, but they come to be entertained, to feel good about themselves in their little churches with their wives, and they wonder why their families are self-destructing on the inside. They can't see it. They don't know why. Silent Christians allow for roaring evil. And I mean, I've had listeners say, well, I'm not going to vote this year. That's dangerous. It's delusional. It's a bad decision. It has nothing to do with politics. It's the silent epidemic of Christians being passive and hiding and not wanting to offend anybody, not wanting to have people look down on them, wanting to keep their positions of authority and their good jobs by not saying much. When a Christian, a true believer, tells me I'm not voting, it's like hitting me in the face with your fist. Look, this program does delve into politics, but it delves into the issues. Just so happens that one party is delving into Antichrist issues and they're promoting them. And we've been told over and over, you know, Christians should be passive. It's a lie. The left wants Christians to be passive, hiding in their little churches, doing nothing and not voting. They want you silent when it comes to the culture, in politics. They want you even silent in your own home. They don't want you making any comments on Facebook or Instagram or X or anything. They don't want you to talk about anything. They want you to shut up. Get out of the way. Let us take over and then we'll shut you up. Christians have surrendered to the evil of this world. And look, this idea that, well, both sides are corrupt. Yeah, I get it. I mean, I've pointed it out many a time. Mitch McConnell's not a trustworthy individual. Mitt Romney is a liar. He's a fraud. I've been saying that for years. Yeah, we've got him on both sides. And I'll call him out. But that doesn't mean we turn our back and let the world slide into hell and take our children with it. Where are the God-fearing husbands and men? Where are they? They get mocked on television. They're made to look like fools. The women are always the smart ones in all the TV comedies, at least today. Whatever happened to raising children in the fear and admonition of the Lord? Supporting each other, husband and wife, in all aspects of the marriage? When did it become about getting bigger cars and bigger homes and better vacations and send the kids off somewhere, maybe daycare and what have you? If children are such an inconvenience, then don't have them. Give them to people that will actually raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. You know, even Daniel, remember Daniel in the Bible, he served a pagan government. And he used his influence as a godly man on the pagan government. Proverbs 31. Figure her out. She was a businesswoman and a homemaker too. They didn't opt out and hide. They stepped up. Obviously, and I understand this, as Christians, we oftentimes are facing the lesser of two evils. Why does that happen? Because the world is always trying to choose the greater evil. And your non-vote is not neutrality. It is surrender. It's saying, Kamala, take hold. Abortion, let's have it unfettered. Let's kill more children. Let's butcher their bodies. Let's do more of it. Because I don't want to make waves. You know, your vote, your ballot is really a weapon against evil if you use it correctly. And this includes, by the way, don't worry about just the presidency. I mean, people that just go vote for the presidency and nothing else, you know, you people are idiots. Vote everything on that ballot. You need to know who's on your school board. If you don't, you better find out. Who's on your city or county commissions or councils or whatever you call it, you need to know what they stand for. If you don't, you're irresponsible. I'll say it again. If you don't know who you're voting for and do the research, you're irresponsible before God. You render unto God those things that belong to God, and yeah, those things that belong to Caesar, like the vote. You will be promoting a kingdom of darkness with your apathy. They want you quiet. They don't want you to be a lion. They want you to be a neutered pussycat at home. With a failing marriage and failing children. And you can't understand why. I'm going to tell you why. You abdicated your authority. You don't really have any faith. Your faith is in Bitcoin. Your faith is in the stock market. Your faith is in all kinds of things except Jesus Christ. I'll get into this on the other side, and then I am going to meddle. When I get back, I am going to meddle, and I may make a few of you people really mad at me. And you want to know something? You need to be mad, but not at me, but against the wolves, the fakes, and the phonies, and the frauds, not just in government, but even in some of your churches.
This is Truth to Ponder. With Bob Bierman.
As Truth to Ponder begins its fifth year of ministry, we enter a new era of programs and purpose. Since our inception in the summer of 2020, we have endeavored to bring you accurate and vital news and information. We have worked diligently to expose the political bias and the many lies being told by mainstream media, government officials, social media, and tech giants. Many of the stories we have shared over the past 4 years were once labeled as conspiracy theories. Today, those stories have proven true. Did those who lied to you ever apologize or acknowledge their lies? The answer is obvious. They haven't, and they won't. We are now entering one of the most critical times in the history of our world. Artificial intelligence can monitor much of what we do and say online and report it to both the government and private corporations. Artificial intelligence can create false but convincing propaganda narratives in all forms of media at lightning speed, including video and audio. Sorting truth from propaganda is getting harder to do each day. As part of our new emphasis in these historic times, Truth to Ponder will be partnering with other ministries and news sources to increase the amount of factual and needed information you must have in these troublesome times. To meet this challenge, we will vastly increase our efforts to put all of today's events and news stories in the light of God's world. We will be developing study resources and a platform that does not depend on the internet for delivery. We also pray to increase our radio footprint throughout North America and beyond. To meet this new challenge and to grow, we need your prayerful support now more than ever. Would you let others know about this program? Would you be a monthly partner with us? If you can, visit our website at truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. ponder.com. At our website, you can find out how to support us using Give, Send, Go, a Christian online donation processing organization. That website again, truth2ponder.com. You can also support us by making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. That's Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, spelled C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia, zip code 24319. That's 24319. May God richly bless you as you help us spread the truth the world needs to hear.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
So do you think I'm getting tired of pretend Christians? You know, I'll go to church when it's handy or convenient, or I'll watch or whatever, you know, when it suits me. But, you know, I've got more important things to do on Sunday. You know, golf comes around. You know, beautiful Sunday morning is really meant for golfing, not for going to church. Or maybe, you know, Home Depot has got some great sales this weekend. We want to go there on Sunday morning. Wherever your treasure is, there your heart is also. I'm going to tell you, being the pastor of a mission church is not easy. We have several people in our church that are very faithful, and they're there consistently and supportively. Yet a lot of people have come through the church, stayed for a season, and left. And in some cases, it's easy to figure out why. They wanted to be a big fish in a small pond, and I don't necessarily, you come into the church, my job is to teach and to lead and to preach. It's not my job to have you take over my job. That's my calling. If it was your calling to do certain things, and I remember this one woman came to the church and she decided we're not growing fast enough, so she's now in another little church, but she gets to be a queen bee and gets to make all these wonderful postings on Facebook about the great things she's doing now. It has nothing to do with faith. And then some of the things that she says and does just don't, they just reek of not being someone in the faith. Their postings and opinions are not in keeping with Scripture, I'm telling you, and I see it. Others, they come and then they're convicted by God's word. And they don't want to feel bad about themselves. They're looking for a church to be made to feel good and celebrate what they are. I don't do that either. What I do simply at the church where I'm pastor is simply preach the word. I don't have to accuse anybody of anything. Don't have to point out anybody's particular sins in the congregation. There's no need to. I shared a message, and I'll probably share it later this week. And you know, in the Bible, it says God's word is like a two-edged sword. It cuts both ways. All I need to do is be faithful in my preaching when I'm in my church with my congregation, those in person, those online, those that hear it on radio, wherever. I just have to be faithful in what I'm saying and what I'm doing. And today we have husbands that have abandoned their post as given to them by God. Now, I'm not saying they're supposed to be dictators in the house and this. No, they have lost their authority. They have become they've lost their masculinity, to be quite blunt. And they come off like little schoolgirls instead of men. That's got to change. You're dancing with the devil in this world if you are not doing what God has told you to do. And yeah, people will come and go from a church. And you want to know something? To me, it's not about the numbers. It's not about the budget. It's not about any of it. It is implanting the word of God in the hearts of the people that God sends my way. And some people will hear what God has to say and they'll decide, this is not for me. Maybe there's a church that'll celebrate the way I am or allow me to do the things that I want to do. And I read something a while back. I'm going to share this real quick. You get somebody that's a non-believer that'll look, talk to a person like me, a pastor or fellow Christian. Well, you don't want me to do whatever it is they're doing. And my answer is, well, that's your decision. You have to make that decision. But you don't agree with what I'm doing. Well, no, I don't. Well, why won't you let me do what I want to do? I would say you can do whatever you want to do. But I don't have to agree with it. And they'll look at me, but if you don't agree with what I want to do, no matter how sinful it is, then you're just a hate-filled person and you're a bigot and you're this and you're a phobe and whatever. You can't win when you're arguing with evil-hearted people. They don't want the truth. The truth is not in them. The truth is offensive to them. It's time for Christians to wake up. It's time for godly mothers to make a decision on how to raise their children. Do you want Kamala Harris? Do you want the state? Do you want Governor Newsom? Do you want Governor Hochul or whatever? You want these people raising your kids? No. Then why do you send them to these public indoctrination centers filled with demonic people? Do you hate your children that much? Well, Bob, we can't afford it. You'd be surprised what you can afford when you decide what toys you can do without. You don't have your children in school for 50 years. But you have a handful of years to instill in them God's word. Your little church may not have the money, but you might have a room. You might have a resource. You might be able to get a few people together and hire one individual to help teach your students far more than they'll ever learn in a public sewer of a school. Now, I know there's some good schools out there, but most of them are not anymore. I've watched them decline so rapidly. Now, time to get in some more meddling here. And I two things that are coming to mind. I get a lot of people saying, Bob, you know, you need to get into this, that, or the other, like Bitcoin. You can mine Bitcoins and get off grid and do this and have cryptocurrency. And I just choose right now not to do it. Because money is not my God. The love of money is the root of all evil. And you get a lot of these Christians that are basic. There's a guy. You ready for this? There's a guy. He's so proud of being deeply into crypto. And now he's using, ready for this, artificial intelligence to write his emails. He's using artificial intelligence to plan his week. And are you ready for this? He's using artificial intelligence to generate his prayers. Yeah, you heard that right. He's using artificial intelligence to write his prayers that he can then read to God. Like God cares about your algorithm spewed theology and devotions. And he's all excited about efficiency and his golden calf of money. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of churches that I get a lot of things, hey, you need to use artificial intelligence. And I'm telling you, it is like a golden calf working its way into the church to be worshipped, a silicon god, more or less. And people are thinking it'll fix your church, grow your church, solve your problems. And then you have, you know, these people, I call them the Bitcoin Jesus followers. Who are they really following? Generational, you know, this is Tower of Babel stuff. You have a lot of Gen Z's right now that are seeking something deeper in their lives. And they're finding churches that can entertain them, make them feel good. It's a pep talk with a little side of Jesus at a rock concert. But there, it's something, and you talk to these people, in not all. I know of some contemporary churches where the Word of God is preached, and it's preached faithfully. But there are too many that aren't. And that's why we have Gen Z can't even reckon with history anymore. They don't know how to comprehend the battles that we face. The world is nothing but a demonic dumpster fire. That's all it's become. What is the most important thing in your life? And then you got these other clowns that are out there. Sorry, but there are clowns out there. I can remember it was Spurgeon that once said, you know, the day's going to come when you have basically clowns entertaining the goats. Not the sheep of God's pasture, the goats that have inhabited the church, being entertained by the clowns. And you got some of these mega millionaire clowns out there with their so-called ministries, which are nothing but money raking. There's evil in them. I'm going to just say it. I want to be careful in what I say. But when you get into God's word and then you hear one of these false teachers, you know, throwing out vomit that is not God's word, and they're promising you wealth and health and happiness, and everybody will love you if you just give to my ministry. And you too can speak in a foreign language. You can have the gift of tongues. You can have healing. You can have all these things. But you got to give to the ministry first. I mean, I think of several that come to mind. And I've watched them over the years. And it all sounds good. And then somewhere in the middle of what they're saying, the alarm bell goes off. There's a contradiction to what God's word actually says. In this little audio clip, a well-known individual told this group that was there, you are about to become wealthy if you give to this ministry. That's what he opened up with. God's going to make you wealthy if you give to this ministry. And then you're going to get all these wonderful spiritual gifts, and you'll just be in spiritual, you know, bliss.
Of course, all of our offerings will go toward the outreaches of Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
COVID-19. Now I know some of you are not happy with what I just played, but you need to understand there are a lot of these so-called very multi-millionaire ministries where the person running it is a mega millionaire promising you health and wealth and prosperity and special gifts and things from God that nobody else gets, but you get it by supporting this ministry. That is fraudulent. That is simeism. That is forbidden in Scripture. Now, let me make something clear. Do I believe that God still has power and miracle-working power in this world today? You bet I do. But I am not going to cheapen what God is doing with the likes of these clowns entertaining goats. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 23. And let me read it from the King James. If therefore the whole church be come together in one place and all are speaking with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? The Bible talks about the gift of tongues. And what bothers me with the Robert Tiltons of this world and so many others that get on TV and they're talking and they start going into this tongues, there's no interpretation. And what St. Paul says and makes it very clear, he said, yeah, this is a sign. And St. Paul is putting this in a negative light. Sometimes I wonder if some of these tongues are even real, or are they learned? I'm going to go back to my youth real quick. I know I'm running out of time, but I've got to mention this. Back when I was in high school, trying to seek, quote, the deeper life experience, and several of us went to visit some Pentecostal churches, and this guy is trying to teach us how to speak in tongues. He says, you know, just look at my bow tie. And he's trying to get us to just let it come out of your mouth. It's got to be tongues. And it was a scary thought. Something's not wrong with this. St. Paul is saying when believers are gathered and everybody's speaking in some kind of an unknown tongue and there's no interpretation, who benefits? Nobody. Nobody. And any outsider or unbeliever, if they were to walk in, they think you're crazy. And nobody knows what these people are saying. And they wouldn't come back. Paul's example makes it clear that Christians need to make a positive impression on unbelievers and not look like they're madmen or idiots. You know, there are gifts that God gives. The gift of tongues is the lowest on the rung. And there is a purpose for it. I've seen the real thing, and I've seen a lot of, well, wannabe. Yeah, I know I'm meddling. And I know I'm getting some of you mad, but sometimes you have to share the truth. I believe in miracles. I believe in the power of God. I believe that God could do anything. All things are possible. But I am sick and I'm tired and I'm getting over all of these fakes and frauds and phonies that are on all of these TV networks. And it always comes down to the money. And how many of them then you find out are sexual impropriety in their ministry. You know, not a week goes by, it seems that some pastor of some mega church has got to step down because of a indiscretion. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. God is looking for a humble spirit in his people and to be workers in his kingdom. When you look in the scripture, and I want to make something clear. This needs to be said, and I know it may offend some of you what I'm saying. It may go against the way you were raised. And I just want you to be clear. When these prosperity preachers come along, making all of their promises to you, be cautious. What apostle died wealthy? None of them. For hundreds of years, they were persecuted, impoverished, and died for their faith. Nowhere were they promised all this good stuff. They were promised to be hated by the world.
If you can't say amen, say oh me.
Listen, I have nothing against a ministry being financially supported. Now, for this little ministry, it doesn't take much. It really doesn't. But it takes what does come in to stay on the air. I'm not here trying to make a living. I'm not here trying to get a big house. I'm not here doing any of that. I'm here just sharing from God's word what he lays on my heart and to give you some understanding of the news and events that are occurring around us like a watchman on the wall. That's the entire purpose of this radio program. And to also call out an apostate church, a fake church, a phony church, whenever I see it. We are told to, you'll know them by their fruits. And when all they're talking about, you know, I mean, there's a conversation I can remember with a couple of these guys talking about their mega million dollar aircraft. They just couldn't. They need a bigger aircraft. You know, I got to get myself a $50 million plane. I just need a new one because I don't like the one I have. And the ministry, what is the real purpose of their ministries? Think about that. They're selling health and wealth. But are they really teaching you the gospel. And the truth is, in many of these ministries, they are not. And that's what scares me. How many people become deceived and they follow these ministries and they give all their money and then they end up old and broken in a nursing home and they wonder, where's my wealth? That's happened one too many times. And the frauds that, you know, the wife knows who's sick with what and they have an earpiece and they're being told to go to this lady saying you've got lumbago or whatever it is. No, we need to call it out. If you believe in this ministry, as simple as it is, would you consider supporting it for the first time to help grow it on radio? No more, no less. You can visit our website or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code in Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, Truth, the number 2, and the word ponder.com. That's Truth, the number 2, ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.